May 27. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the land of Moab. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. Ruth 1:6-7. Naomi was planning to return, however, without any sincere repentance at what she had done. In Ruth 1, we read of Naomi telling her daughters-in-law, "The hand of the Lord is gone out against me." So also her statement in verse 20, "The Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me." These words do not show of any sense of guilt. On the contrary, she was blaming God for her own failure and the resultant sufferings. Sometimes we too are guilty of such offenses. When things go wrong in our lives, we begin to blame others around us for these failures. Instead of searching our own lives for the cause of these failures, we like to place the blame on our neighbors, and if not on God Himself. When, however, the Spirit of God works in our lives, leading us to true repentance, we shall be on our faces before the Lord, and will be willing to admit freely, "It is I only, that have sinned." As Naomi prepared to return to Bethlehem, she thought that her daughters-in-law would be an added burden on her, and so she planned to send them away. One of them, Ruth, however, was determined to go with her. "Whither thou goest, I will go," was Ruth's determined reply. Ruth 1:16. She was not following Naomi for any earthly gain. She had no hope of anyone marrying her in the land of Israel. Neither had she any longing for Naomi's property. She also knew that if she accompanied Naomi, she would have to work very hard in order to support herself and the aged Naomi. Her motive was found in verse 16b, "Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." Ruth had heard about the living and true God, and this had created in her a great desire to know more about this true God. She was filled with a great longing to know more about this God, and she was determined to gain this knowledge at any price. She was prepared to go any hardship and suffering to make this God her God. God took note of this desire in Ruth and blessed her. When Naomi came to Bethlehem, she never told Ruth that they had a very wealthy kinsman by the name Boaz. It was not Naomi who led her to the fields of Boaz. It was the sovereign hand of God, unseen by both Ruth and Naomi, that led her to Boaz. Ruth only wanted to work and work hard to provide for herself and her mother-in-law. It was the harvest season. People were working everywhere. So Ruth, too, wanted to go and take up any work available, so that she and her mother-in-law would have something to eat. But God was working behind the scene and led her by His skillful hands to the place of His blessing. We see from this how when we have the desire to know the Lord more intimately and to do His will, the Lord will lead us to the people through whom we can be helped spiritually. God knows how to satisfy our deepest longings. This He does by bringing us in touch with His people, who will give us the Christian fellowship we need, and who are able to help us understand the truths of God's Word.